Bush and Richie here with your Daily Takeaway podcast. We just want you to know that the show that you're about to hear, even though it's a fantastically professional product, there's no two ways about that, a couple of technical issues at the end, but you know, it's just a normal Thursday night. We are broadcasting, or will be broadcasting, in the backdrop of a party that's going on in our building.
As you will hear, there's been a lot that we've had to counter today to bring you this episode of The Daily Takeaway. We've got a departing producer. You'll find out more about that. But yes, we've been talking about these wonderful new studios that we're in this new building here after moving from Golden Square and the blue plaque and all that. But they're holding a big launch party tonight at the new building, and we have to finish at 7 o'clock and go straight into this party that's already up and running.
As the show's going on, you're seeing people like dignitaries coming. Mm. I think the German ambassador was here earlier.
The German ambassador has been here today.
Dignitaries going up the stairs and being handed like flutes of champagne whilst we're trying to, you know, we're doing 10 weeks of tickets and all that kind of stuff. So it's been a very unusual environment. I'm a little bit scared at the end of this to go into the general population.
There's one thing that's been stressing me out the most, because obviously we're here, we've come to do our job, it's been a busy day, and then we're going to go straight to this glitzy party. I've just got like a North Face jacket and I've got me train driver's rucksack. I don't know, where am I going to put these? All these people turning up smart with their flutes of champagne, as you mentioned. What happens to all me tap?
Well, what we've got to do is we've got to do a DJ set at 8:30. So like an hour or so after the show ends, we've got to go and do DJing.
I also feel like the best man at a wedding today, because you know how like you're the one that's got to look after the rings?
Yeah.
In my pockets, one each, two USBs.
So one's got your songs from the 80s and my songs from the 90s on the other. Which one's which?
I don't know.
Oh, right. Okay. This could be interesting. This could be very, very interesting.
This is Bush and Rich's Daily Takeaway.
Our long-suffering producer, Adem, the little small voice that you might hear every now and then laugh in the background of some of our nonsense, has decided to fly the nest today.
He's leaving us.
He is leaving us, so it's our last show with the Dem.
How long have you been here, man and boy, Adem?
11-ish years.
11 years?
Yeah. We're going to miss him, but he is leaving us. It's his choice to leave. So what have you walked out on?
That turned.
Yeah. What are you left?
Yeah, get rid of Angry Anderson then. Yeah, so if you've left something, you've decided, it might even just be your gym. Maybe you've got a gym membership. Yeah. Thought, I've had enough. I'm never going.
I walked out of a panto this year because the witch was too scary for Rocco.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What, like, properly freaked him out?
Yeah. So I think the cackle was too sharp.
There's something about pantos that do, I find them a bit freaky as well. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
And we had to, because I'm tight, I didn't want to, like, completely throw away all the money that had been spent on it. So we did kind of watch from, the door of the vestibule for a bit. And I was like, no, the witch isn't that bad.
Fine.
Like, no, I want to go home. I was like, okay, right. So we walked out the panto.
It's quite a big life moment, though, when you decide to leave stuff. Like, I've always had the membership, I can't remember what it's called now, but membership to be able to watch the NFL games during the week. But it's just got more and more expensive. So, little tear in my eye. Sorry, a bit of Angry Anderson. Oh, it's gone.
It's gone. Need a new producer.
I finally deleted that and left that account, and I'm no longer one of those people that can watch American football on the train on the way into work.
John says, does walking out of a parish council meeting count? I think it does if it's over like something contentious.
Well, have you seen what's been going on with the Leon C town council meetings? It's been in the news and everything.
No,
they've been
like
fighting each other and stuff like that.
Oh,
so maybe,
really?
Maybe it was that. Do clarify. You mentioned earlier on in terms of leaving, you walked out of a panto.
I did, yes.
Someone has texted to say, I can't believe Bush didn't say, oh, no, you didn't, regarding Richie leaving a panto early. Is he ill?
That is a shame.
I have missed an opportunity. We also want to say a thank you, by the way, to everyone so far who has had a listen to our brand new station, Absolute Radio Karma. Remember, it launched on Monday for Mental Health Awareness Week, and it's a radio station filled with soothing sounds suggested by you, our brilliant listeners. We want to make it the most listened to digital station in the Absolute Radio family. So if you get 5 minutes and you've got the Absolute Radio app, have a listen or ask your smart speaker to play Absolute Radio Calm.
This is Bush and Rich's Daily Takeaway.
This is a really interesting text here from Chris, who says, guys, I left my local gym. Well, I got banned because I would not buy a gym hat. The owner told me not to come back. I've been 14 years loyal there.
I didn't know a gym hat was such a thing. Swimming hat, I know.
I've never heard of a gym hat.
No, me neither.
Can't be a thing, surely.
I'd stand your ground there, Chris. Lads, I walked out on the film The Pelican Brief back in the 90s, says Jay. I think that was all right.
That's a good film.
Yeah.
Some of these are contentious.
I agree.
We've got Mary Claire on the line. Mary Claire, what happened to you?
My son and I walked out of the Pokemon Detective Pikachu movie 7 minutes after it started.
What happened?
we had bought all the really expensive pick and mix, and he decided that he would vomit in the pick and mix cup.
Oh my word, what a nightmare, but what a critic he is about that movie.
So we got as far as 7 minutes in, and then we had to climb over everyone in the row beside us with a full cup of questionable pick and mix.
Wow. What happens in that situation, like when you leave because of that? Do they give you other tickets and say come back another time, or is that you done?
Unfortunately, no, but I think he was mostly upset about the sweets, to be honest.
I wouldn't be too upset overall, because a quick look on IMDb says Pokemon Detective Pikachu is only 6.5 out of 10.
You've not missed anything.
Ah, that's fine then. Don't feel too bad now.
Mark says, my wife and I went to watch Robin Hood Men in Tights at Sheffield Meadowhall Cinema. The audience was predominantly adults, and after the trailers, the projectionist had messed up and started the animated film Disney's Aladdin. After 5 minutes, the mistake was noticed and rectified. 10 minutes later, a large number of the audience got up to leave as the film was horrendous. Consensus was that we all wished they'd left Aladdin on.
Tracy's texted 8 to 12, 15. She was actually asked to leave the brownies in the 70s.
What did she do that made it... kicked out of the brownies?
All she says is behaviour not in the spirit of the brownie code.
Absolutely love that. What a technical term for someone that could be quite terrible. Please get back in touch. And then Ollie sent us what is a lovely romantic story about a date gone wrong. He says, guys, I had to leave the cinema over a decade ago as the girl I was dating at the time felt unwell in the screen. We got down about 3 or 4 stairs and she suddenly fainted. I had to ask a guy sat nearby to help carry her out as I had bags to carry. Lovely wow. Message there, Ollie. Did you meet up again?
Does he go on to say, and now we're married?
No further
Lynn,
info.
Lynn, let us know. What did you leave?
The NHS.
You have left the NHS after how many years, Lynn?
20.
Wow. That's almost double what our producer, Adem, has put in here at Absolute Radio.
It is,
11
yeah.
years for him, so big.
Yeah, big thing. And I've relocated up north as well, so, yeah, we've moved.
Something happened. You're on the run from something, Lynn. What's going on?
No, not at all.
Have you stayed medical?
No. We're going to become landlords.
Oh, wow. You guys have got yourself a little pad up in the north that you're renting out. Is that what's going on, Lynn?
Well, we've bought a big house to live in and we are buying a flat to rent out as well.
I can't rule out that our producer is soon going to be seen on Grand Designs in about 2 years'
imagine
time.
Imagine that. Has an argument with the builders halfway through.
That would be him.
It stagnates for a little bit and he finally gets it done.
This is Bush and Rich's Daily Takeaway.
We've got Mark on the line. Mark, who walked?
Yeah, my mum and dad went to the cinema wanting to see the David Brent movie, but they managed to go into the wrong screen and the Sausage Party film come on, but they thought it was an advert. 20 minutes into it, my dad went, this is not an advert, and they didn't get up. So... eventually, they walked out about after an hour.
Oh, my word.
Petrified. So
if you were listening to the show a couple of weeks back, do you remember this happened to me? I took the kids to the wrong screen. It is quite a scary thing. It's what a weird film, though, to have in place of the David Brent movie, Sausage Party.
What a weird film, full stop, I'd say.
Oh, yeah. I wish I could. I mean, we've both been to see it, and I think we both individually wish we had the guts to get up and walk out of that at the same time as well.
There was mortified. I thought it was hilarious, if I'm honest.
This is Bush and Rich's Daily Takeaway.
Thursdays on this show, we do find a word for. We try and come up with a word in the English language, put it straight in the dictionary for something which currently doesn't have a word.
Now, there's an urgency to this today because it's actually something that I discovered was a problem earlier on. I was eating some snacks and realised there wasn't a word for the problem that I was suffering from. We need to find a word for that stuff that's on your fingers after eating crisps or snacks that you have to lick off after every bite.
I'm going to be honest with you, I'm quite concerned about how this may pan out.
I really hope that's not the case.
Well, I don't know. I think you can know where you can see where I'm going here.
Finger taint is what I'm going to go with.
Exactly my point.
Really?
Yes.
Snack taint. How about that?
I think it's the taint that's the issue. That's the bit. If you've got an idea for what that might be, we've all had the same issue.
It's the kind of stuff you get particularly after Watsits, for example.
Crisp dust.
Crisp dust.
I'm a more family
you
version.
You just don't want taint, do you?
I have a big problem with the issue of taint.
Stefan's come up with shame crumb.
That's good, I like that.
It is very good.
And it is shameful, that's for sure. Keep them coming in. Just to let you know, by the way, we're getting closer to it every minute. Tonight on the show, we are teaming up with Fun Kids Radio for a special bedtime story. It's Mental Health Awareness Week, you know that. And we want to encourage families to talk about how everyone is feeling, what's making them sad or worried or happy or sad. So, At the same time, on both stations, Jason Manford will narrate a special story to start the chats. The story is called Volcanoes and Rulers, and you can hear it tonight just before 7 o'clock, right here on Home Time.
Chris says, not so much your fingers, but I've always called it what's it stubble.
Stubble?
Yeah.
Where's it going? How's he eating it? What's he doing?
I guess if you absolutely stove those what's-its in, some of the dust isn't going to be on your fingers, is it? It'll be around your mouth.
I'd say if you've got crisp dust around your face, you're eating crisps the wrong way. Phil Jones says Pringles pollen. And Digidust, says Dan Shelley.
Matt's gone with a similar thing. He's gone with flust, flavoured finger dust.
Oh, that's so grim, isn't it? We might have to wrap this up.
This is Bush and Rich's Daily Takeaway.
This year we've wanted to encourage families to talk, because if our children learn to be open about how they're feeling, it will help them as they grow up. Coming up on Sunday, we've got a special programme to help parents of teenagers. But what happens if your child is a little one?
Well, we've teamed up with our friends at Fun Kids Radio for a very special bedtime story. Hope you'll all listen to it as a family, either now or on demand later. And we think that it might help start one of those chats.
So, now on Absolute Radio and Fun Kids Radio, this is Jason Manford narrating Volcanoes and Rulers.
Mum loved picking Jessica and Nathan up from school after a long day's work, but she could already tell Jessica was anxious about something.
Hi, kids.
Hi, Mum.
Hi, Mum.
Everything all right, Jessica?
No. We have our big science project due next week, and there's still so much to do. First, I have to build a volcano.
I love volcanoes.
Then I have to find some vinegar and some baking soda and some food colouring. And I have to make the volcano erupt in front of the whole class. And then I have to take loads of photos. And then I have to write a report about what I've learned. And then...
So you're feeling a bit anxious and overwhelmed by it all.
How could I not be?
Well, when I feel overwhelmed, I break everything down into tiny little jobs instead of thinking about them all at once. And suddenly, it seems much more manageable.
How do you mean?
Like this. What do we put on our chips?
Salt and vinegar!
So that's the vinegar sorted. And I use baking soda and food colouring when I bake, so they're taken care of. And you can borrow Dad's camera for the photos. I wonder who could help you make a volcano.
I will. I love volcanoes.
There you go. All the ingredients and a camera sorted and a little helper for building the volcano. How does that feel?
That feels much better. Instead of one big scary task, it feels like a few small and easy ones.
Excellent. Oh, I love this song.
Turn it up, Mum.
I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like a song.
Dad has made everybody's favourite dinner, fish fingers, potatoes and peas. So we knew something was the matter when Nathan wasn't eating his.
So, how was everyone's day?
Bad. I got in trouble in school for snapping Charlie's ruler in half.
Did he do something to upset you?
No, I was sad because someone laughed at my dinosaur pencil case and Charlie asked if I was okay.
Why did you snap his ruler if he asked if you were okay? Sounds like he was just trying to help.
Don't know.
You know, Nathan, sometimes when we're sad, it can come out as anger.
So, I was feeling angry because I was feeling sad?
Maybe. Once I was very sad in work because I didn't get a promotion I wanted and I didn't want anybody to know. So when people asked me if I was okay, I snapped at them like I was angry.
But why?
I think sometimes it can feel easier to show people we're angry rather than sad.
I was trying real hard not to cry when Charlie asked if I was okay. Maybe that's why I snapped at him.
Maybe. It can be hard to work out our feelings sometimes.
That's why it's good to talk about them, whether it's in the car, after school...
or at the dinner table. Now, speaking of feelings, who's feeling hungry?
I am!
Well, as Dad said, sometimes it can be hard to work out our feelings. But whether you're feeling overwhelmed or anxious or angry or sad, it always helps to talk about our feelings. So make sure you have a little chat with yours whenever you can.
This is Bush and Rich's Daily Takeaway.
Well, that's it. That's your daily takeaway. Can't answer too many questions about the coat and the jackets and the rucksacks. We have, during the duration of the episode, found out that both of these are duplicates.
Oh, both the USBs?
Yeah.
But you did drop them both out of your pockets at the tail end of our producer's leaving presentation. I did notice that as
Which is the very reason why we got two made, because if they're duplicated, then surely you'd still be able to do the DJ set.
Well, what could possibly go wrong when we DJ in front of a load of clients later on this evening?
I feel like these are like the nuclear codes.
It is. You know, it's like a failsafe. But we've got to put them in and turn at the same time. Like in the 80s.
Because we know how to DJ.